Up next here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, we've got something special for you. We're joined in studio, first of all, by Emma Wilson from the Top Gun Entrepreneurship Accelerator. And it's so good to have you here, Emma.
Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit for those who have yet to be initiated and formed, tell us a little bit about the program and what you do.
So Top Gun helps companies launch if you're a new company and scale if you're a company that's been on the market for a while. And we do this through weekly learning sessions where we'll have everyone from lawyers to marketing people to HR people come in and talk about different topics and workshop with the entrepreneurs. And then we set the entrepreneurs up with mentors. There's a lot of networking. We work on their pitches. But that's the basic things that happen at Top Gun.
And over the course of the next several weeks, we're going to meet a number of these people.
Yes, six entrepreneurs are going to be coming into the studio with their talk about their companies.
Well, and we start today with Terry Cross, who is here with us from the Armaid Company. And even before we've gone on the air here, Terry has been making me feel a whole lot better. Terry, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell us just a bit about what Armaid does, because I've already seen firsthand. Oh, look what I did there.
play on words. Hey, let me tell you first about the problem that Armaid addresses. It's called overuse or repetitive strain in the forearm, wrist, hand, and elbow. And that tendonitis that is affecting the wrist and the elbow starts off with tight, overused muscles. No matter what your activity, sport, job, occupation, these muscles get tight from overuse. And when they get tight, they get short and they start to pull on where they're attached through their tendons. Most often in the elbow, oftentimes through the wrist, causing what's called carpal tunnel syndrome. These problems are easily remedied by lengthening the muscles, and that's what Armaid does. Armaid is a tool to apply these terrific professional, medical, and sports massage techniques to yourself, so you don't need to go to a therapist, take the time and the expense to do that. Even going to a doctor has its limitations because doctors you drugs, perhaps. They'll give you a cortisone shot in the elbow to stop the pain, but not get to the root cause. And worst case scenario is they'll suggest either quitting whatever your passion is in life, be it a sport or an occupation that causes the irritation, causes the tightness in the muscles, or they'll suggest surgery. And that's how we get a lot of people that come to us, is word of mouth from folks that have tried everything else. And now they get down to the simple root of the problem, which is just lengthening these overly tight muscles so people can be autonomous for themselves to relieve themselves of these simple yet profoundly debilitating problems of tight muscles and tight tendons.
So when people work with you and get your product, what they're really getting, yes, you're getting a device that will help you, but mostly you're getting education.
Like with any tool, exactly. With any tool, if you don't know how to use it properly, you're not going to get the results that you seek and the results you need to do your optimum, in this case, optimum grip, grab, grasp, hold, digitize, movement in your hands and arms. You're unable then to do your job. So Armaid is merely the leverage tool that amplifies your strength without fatiguing yourself as you apply these techniques. That's the role of the Armaid tool. But as you said, it's an education that you give to yourself by learning these very simple therapy techniques on yourself anytime, any place that you need therapy without having to go through any other rigmarole of outside second parties.
Now, you've been around since 2013. You've sold over 25,000 of these units?
Absolutely. It's actually now over, we just checked our figures, and it's closer to over 30,000 all over the world.
50 different markets.
Actually, I just gave you a sample list of 67.
Oh, it's growing. Oh,
67,
my
exactly. It's grown. We've added a few. Just updated our numbers here and our titles. There is a list of 67 different sports, jobs, occupations, activities, hobbies, everything from NFL quarterbacks, Major League Baseball players, Little League baseball pitchers, anybody that has overuses a computer. The list is going on. Plumbers, hairdressers, electricians, anybody that grip, grabs, and grasps with their hands, the forearm muscles are employed to perform that. Matter of fact, people think fingers are at the end of their hands, right? Their palms, and there's your fingers. Actually, the fingers start way up at the elbow. And those are the attachments that those forearm muscles, that power grip, grab and hoist and grip and movement, all of that is a part of this system that allows you to do your life no matter what your activity might be.
I'm looking at this list of occupations, and it's basically everybody. Dairy industry workers. Okay, sure. Yes, definitely.
Lobstermen.
Sign language specialist.
Yeah.
My wife is an interpreter, definitely. Gastroenterologist.
Yeah, they're gripping that probe, baby. They're good.
I just got to visit one of those recently. Want them feeling good. No doubt about that. And I'm a Bulgarian bag throwers.
That's a new one on the list. You know, it does show the breadth and the width of how many different people in so many diverse occupations and activities all have one thing in common. The muscles don't know that you're doing one sport or an activity versus or movement versus another. Muscles just know that they're tired from doing whatever you're asking them to do.
Well, we're going to demonstrate this, and it's always effective to demonstrate on the radio, so lean in close and take a look here. Now, we will get a picture of this. Maybe we can get Emma to get a picture of me utilizing the device. We can post that, because I've had enough training here to be able to do some of this myself already. And the key is finding that spot. How do you describe that spot on my arm, Terry?
You initially roll the ball that's in the arm aid.
There it is.
To find a sore spot we call a trigger point. All the trigger point is just a solid mass of limited range of motion muscle tissue that is sore to the touch. And when you find one, the technique is to put pressure on that spot and then move the muscle, stretch the muscle that has that soreness. So in other words, right now you're working on the extensor muscle on the outside of your arm. Now move your hand at the wrist as you press down on that spot. Can you feel, are you on that spot?
I am.
Give me that ooh face that you had before. You know, find the ooh spot.
There it is right there.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And movement, stretching, coupled with direct pressure is the therapy that breaks down those muscle adhesions and returns that muscle to full range of motion. How does that feel?
It's incredible. Man, you literally can feel it stretching as we sit here and talk.
You know, we did something with the man behind the counter here just beforehand. You had a wrist problem, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had wrist problems this year, yeah.
And I just did a brief demonstration just with my own fingers imitating what you would do to yourself. How does that feel?
Yeah, it definitely made it.
Just in a few seconds,
didn't
it? Yeah. So that's the incredible aspect of ArmAid. It's not ArmAid itself that is, as I said, the magic, but it's the technique done well on yourself, wherever, whenever. That's the magic.
And
that's
we were talking before we started here about Tom Brady on with Stephen Colbert the other night and talking about how he used self-massage to help his arm stay fresh.
Tom Brady could have been talking exactly about ArmAid and the techniques that ArmAid employs when he demonstrated those techniques onto Stephen Colbert himself. And Colbert had the ooh face. Ooh, ooh, I didn't know it was so tight. And that latent tension is inherent in all of our arms, pretty much all of our arms. And we don't know about that latent tension until it comes up as obvious pain when we've taken that tension just a little too far, just a little bit too much, and suddenly we have a pain in the elbow. Well, all that means is, let's talk about tennis elbow, which is the most common occupational problem in America. Matter of fact, upper extremity, in other words, the arms, is the number one problem with workers' comp and issues with human resource costs of people being able to stay on the job and be effective is just because they have tight muscles and they don't know how to get rid of that tension.
Well, this is terrific. If people want to get in touch with you, Terry, what's the best way to do it?
ArmAid.com, ArmAid.com. And there's contact information there with telephone numbers and, of course, emails. And we'll, by the way, if anybody knows Tom Brady out there, we need to get him an ArmAid so he can start working on himself without having to have a therapist work on his
beautiful
arms.
He'll play at least 50 if you do that.
I'm hoping.
And so, Emma, what is it that you do in the Top Gun program? What is it that you do with these entrepreneurs to help them have even greater success?
So, like I said, the biggest thing is the workshopping and the setting them up with mentors, and actually working with each other. We found that one of the biggest benefits is the ability to commiserate with other entrepreneurs that understand exactly what you're going through, because it's a lonely place to be if you're an entrepreneur. So
how did the idea come to you, Terry? When did you decide?
I was a sports injury massage therapist in San Diego, California, many years ago. And I've always been a strapping lad until I got a little older and, you know, several years into my massage career. And I love sports massage because it's a solving a problem in terms of performance. And that was always, I didn't want to see anybody past three or four visits, but I started getting tendonitis myself from working with these hands-on techniques on these fabulously muscled individuals, athletes. And I thought, whoa, I'm limited to what I can do for each individual, just one-on-one. What if I were to invent something that would be able, the people would be able to translate onto themselves these techniques so they could take care of themselves anytime, any place, and they wouldn't need a therapist like myself. And that was the genesis of ArmAid.
Well, it's obviously a wonderful product. We've only begun to scratch the surface of it here, but you can see just using it, just a few moments with limited training, what it can do. And my left arm, I didn't even know I had problems over there, Kerry. And my left arm feels, I think I could lift much heavier objects with this arm. And that's, you know, that's not the dominant arm for me. If I've done it with the right arm, I'd be putting a red S on my chest right about now. It feels so good. Terry, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me over.
Terry Cross from the ArmAid Company. Again, to reach out to them, find out more information. Emma, thank you so much for coming in. And who have we got visiting with us next week? It's the Love Card, right?
Yes, it's a global movement to recognize and tell other people that you love them and that they're cared for and there are other people that are thinking about them.
Well, we look forward to that as well. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Wonderful.